It's my privilege to be able to have a Bible study with you today.
我很高兴今天有这个荣幸跟大家一起来那个查经。
And my Bible study is going to be about the five gifts that God has given to man.
我今天的这个查经主要是讲神给人的五样礼物。
Now all of us enjoy having gifts given to us.
我们都喜欢接到礼物。
It makes us feel like that person cares about us.
那个礼物让我们觉得对方很在意我们。
It even makes us feel a bit special to them.
让我们也觉得我们对他们来讲我们是很特别的。
And yet God has offered to man these glorious, wonderful gifts.
神给了我们这个很好的很就是很荣耀的礼物。
And many times,they don't want to receive them.
但是很多时候人却不想接受神的礼物。
Or they find it hard to receive him.
或者他们觉得很难接受。
Because we have an enemy.
因为我们有一位敌人，有一个小仇敌。
Prince and power of the air, the Bible tells us.
就是圣经上讲的这个空中属灵气的恶魔。
And that enemy has blinded the eyes.
那个仇敌把人的眼睛弄瞎了。
Now this is what scripture tells us.
这是圣经上所告诉我们的。
So they cannot see the glorious light.
所以他们就看不到神荣耀的光。
Of our Lord Jesus Christ nor God.
看不到我们神和主耶稣基督荣耀的光。
But these gifts are principles also.
这些礼物也是一些原则。
The first principle that we have to...Get within our heart.
第一个要到我们心里的这个原则就是进到我们要在心里牢牢守着的原则就是
Not just in our intellect.
不单单是在我们的头脑之中
But we need to internalize these truths within our spirit.
我们应该把这些真理就是深深的扎根在放在我们的灵魂里边放在我们的心灵里边
One of the great gifts that God has given us
神给我们其中一个最伟大的礼物就是
is His Word
就是他的话语
Now we call it Scripture
我们称为圣经
But the Bible tells us it is the Word of God
圣经上讲到说这是神的道就是神的话语
So we see then that the Scriptures is a vital part and we have to recognizeThat when we build on a foundation, it must be on Scripture alone.
就是圣经是一个非常重要的部分，所以当我们要树立根基、建立根基的时候，我们要知道唯有圣经。
Not what I think or what other men think.
不是说我是怎么想的，或者别人是怎么想
的。Not what the cultural things.
或者说是这个世界上的这个传统文化，这个世界上是怎么想
的。But if we want to have eternity with God, we must build it on the scriptures.
如果我们想要在永恒里和能够和神同在，我们必须把我们的根基建造在神的话语之上。
1 Thessalonians 2:13 tells us
在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十三节这样讲到
It tells us our attitude toward the scriptures
他告诉我们我们应该对神的话语的这个态度
And this is what Paul told that church
这是保罗对那个教会所讲的
For this cause also thank we God without ceasing
为此我们也不住地感谢神
That means there's an overflow in our heart that keeps thanking him.
这就是说在我们心里有个不断涌流的一个对神的感谢。
Now what is this that causes that?
到底是什么让这个感谢一直
Go on in the verse and it says
对神不断的感谢。这里下边继续讲到说
Because when you receive the word of God,
因你们听见我们所传神的道
what ye have heard of us,
就领受了。
You receive it not as the word of man,
不以为是人的道
but as it is in truth,
乃以为是神的道。
The word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe.
这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
Paul said we should be thanking God.
所以保罗说我们要感谢神。
That he has given this word.
因为他把他的话把他的道给
了我们。This word that is powerful.
神的道是大有能力的。
He says it's like a two-edged sword that can cut.
因为他说像一把两刃的剑可以抛开。
It's like a hammer that can break stone.
它又像一个大锤可以把石头砸碎。
So we have to understand
所以我们要真的知道
that our only standard of belief
我们唯一的这个信心的相信的标准就是
is not denominational
不是在于我们的宗派
It's not just what my church believes
也不是说我所属的教会相信的是什么
Our only standard of belief
我们唯一的我们信仰的基础就在于
is that it's scripture alone
就是唯独圣经唯独
神
的话
that is what I base my eternity on
那是我就把我的永恒建立在我永恒我的永生的基础
It is our lifeline
那是我们的救生圈
That's why you cannot ignore God's scriptures.
所以你不能忽略神的话语。
So we have to understand that that becomes our food.
所以呢，要让他知道这个就成为我们的食物。
It's like meat and drink.
这就是我们的肉和我们的水。
You see, we have a body.
我们都有一个身体。
Has to have food.
我们的这个身体需要食物，需要养分。
Food that is nourishing.
这个是对我们身体有营养的食物。
Food that will build our bodies and our strength and our immune system.
然后这个食物呢，会建造我们的身体，也会建造我们的这个免疫系统，让我们有力气。
But we have a never dying soul. We have a never dying soul.
我们从来说不能这样的吃。
And we have to understand that it must be fed.
也要，但是我们却有时候没有意识到，我们的灵魂也需要被喂养。
And the only way that we can begin to develop and become strong in the things of the Lord is through the Word of God.
我们在神的事情上能够变得更刚强的，能够变得更强壮的，唯一的办法就是通过神的话语。
And this will build up our immune system against sin.
这个会建造，也会帮助强壮我们的这个免疫系统，让我们对罪更有免疫力。
And we become more than conquerors.
然后我们就在就是得胜有余。
Now let me tell you of another gift He gave us.
我再给大家讲，再一个神给我们的礼物就是什么
？And that is faith.
就是信心。
You see, that's a gift of God too.
那也是神给我们的信礼物。
Faith is probably one of the most, it is one of the most important things in our entrance into the relationship with God.
信心对于我们进入到跟神的一个关系当中，大概是这个最重要的一个礼物。
Now we see that the Word of God and the Holy Spirit is ones that help us, but the faith is what really reaches out and touches God.
然后呢，我们知道神的话语和圣灵会帮助我们，但是信心是真的让我们能够跨出那一步，能够进到跟神的关系当中。
Hundreds of books, I believe, have been written about faith.
我想有大概成百上千的书，就是在
讲到信心上。People have tried to write and explain it, and
大家想要去写这个，想要去。
And it always seems to be just a little bit too far that we can't grasp it.
但是那个信心好像就离我们那么远一点，就是好像抓不到。
Because it has nothing to do with our intellect.
因为这个信心呢，跟我们的这个智力、跟我们的头脑是没有关系的。
You can't think yourself into faith.
因为你没办法让自己把自己想的进想的努力的靠思想让自己有信心。
That's what we try to do.
我们也想这样做，我们。
And because we are rational people,
因为我们是那个理性的
our thinking
这个创造
is very limited.
但是所以我们的这个思想的范围是很有限的
Our reasoning is only if we can touch it,
我们这个推理我们的理
性 taste it,
只能说限制在我们
smell it,
我们能够摸能够看能够
闻到的 Our reasoning is grasped by our understanding of these different senses that we have.
我们是因为我们有这个不同的这个感官，所以我们的理性是在这个感官限制之内的。
And these senses are important to keep our body going.
这些感官呢，这些感觉是很重要，
让我们的身体。Information coming.
然后是让我们能够从外界接受信息，能够让我们继续的生存下去。
But again, we're not dealing with the physical body.
但是我们现在所谈的不是讲到这个就是这个
or the rational mind.
或者讲到这个。理性的这个思想，这个头脑。
Actually, it's a great hindrance in our faith.
但是在信心里面，有时候它变成一个很大的阻碍。
Because unless we can understand, we don't believe.
因为除非我们是 ，you mean that's a hindrance, right? 因为有的时候我们觉得除非我了真正想通了我理解了不然我就不能信
We have to take a step beyond understanding
我们要跨越理性
Because we are dealing with the soul of our spirit
因为我们现在所要处理的是我们的灵
And that spirit belongs to God
但是我们的灵是属于神的
So we have to recognize
所以我们要认出
That it's a not rational thinkingBut it's the understanding of a relationship with God.
不是说靠着你这个头脑这个理性的思考，而是能够真的是抓住你和神的这种关系。
Paul wrote in Hebrews.
保罗在
the 11th chapter in the 6th verse.
十一章第六节，希伯来十一章第六节这样讲。
That this is the gateway to God.
这个是进到神的国度里边进到跟神的关系里边的这个入口
Without it, you'll never know him.
你没有信心，你是不可能认识神的。
But it goes on to tell us.
但他继续的说
Without faith, it's impossible to please him, God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
For he that cometh to God.
因为到神面前来的人
Must believe that he is.
必须信有神。
Now, to grasp hold of that,
就是要是真的是能够抓住这一点信有神
is to realize that he has his kingdom,
意识到说神有他的国度
he made this world,
神创造了这个世界
he is the one that is over it as far as the true ruling over it,
他是真正的掌管这个世界的那位。
So we have to understand that not by reason,
不是靠着我们的推理，我们的头脑理性
but because God's word tells us this,
而是因为神的话语这样告诉我们
and nature has become an evidence of it,
自然大自然向我们展示了成了这个证据
that there is a God,
向我们展示说有一位神
and I believe that there is a God,
我相信有一位神。
So he said, unless we know him,
所以我们说，除非我们认识他，
we will never have true faith.
我们不可能有真正的信心。
Then he goes a step beyond that.
然后他坐着又就往前进一步说，
Not only do we know him,
我们不仅仅认识他，
but he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
因为到神面前来的人也必须信有神，这是第一步，还要信他赏赐呢，寻求他的人。
So you see, it's not only that he wants us to believe that he is.
所以呢，神不单单是让我们相信他是神，跟他有关系。
But he wants us to go on a step further.
他神想让我们再进一步。
And he wants us to see that he is a rewarder.
神想让我们知道说
He is the one that will give to us.
他是赏赐的人，他会给我
们。He is the one that will open to us.
他会让我们向我们敞开。
He is the one that sent our salvation.
他是那位给我们救恩的人。
And so when we go to him,
所以当我们到他面前来的时候
we diligently, he said, diligently seek me.
他是说那个
I'm there.
就是那个殷勤
Just believe that I will give to you.
你就会寻到他说寻求的就寻见你相信就给你开门就给你就会赐给你。
And as we read the Bible, we see the things he's promised to give us.
我们读圣经读到圣经我们就会读到他应许要给我们的。
Not just for our physical good, though he does that.
不单单是为了我们这个肉体的好处他确实有
时候这样做。But the basic thing of God is he's giving to us what will be eternal good.
但是神真正最基本的他要给我们就是在永恒里永远都是好的东西。
So we see that we must have a relationship with him.
所以我们看到我们必须要跟他有关系。
That he can supply and resolve our life's issues.
他可以真的是供应也可以解决我们生命的问题。
And our part is to fully trust him.
我们要做的就是要完全的信任他。
And fully obey him.
然后完全的顺服他。
I want you to see another gift he's given us.
我想要你们看下一个神要给我们的礼物。
And all these five things we can't do ourselves.
所有这些神给的要给我们这些五样礼物五个原则我们靠自
己做不到的。Another thing we have our spiritual life by grace alone.
我们 能够有这个属灵的生活，完全是靠的神的恩典。
In Romans 15:15,
在罗马书第十五章第五节这样讲到
Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the most boldly unto you in some sort as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God.
十五章十五节这样说但我稍微放胆写信给你们是要提醒你们的记性特因神所赐给我的恩典。
So God is giving us something again.
所以呢，神又给我们一样礼物。
And this is grace.
这个就是恩典。
Now grace is another word that lots of books have been written about.
好多书在讲这个，就写了关于恩典。
And another one of those things that sometimes seems just you can't quite grasp what it means.
好像这个恩典就是你好像就没有完全办法抓到它那个完全的意义。
But let's see if we can come close to it.
但是看看我们是不是能够。
Now, sometimes when we do something wonderful, we merit a reward.
有的时候，当我们做一件很好的事情的时候，我们就得到我们应该得到的那个，好像就是跟我们要给我们那个奖赏，我们是相配的。
We won it by our own diligence.
我们靠着我们自己的努力，自己的殷勤得到的。
So we merit that. We have won that.
因为我们就靠自己赢得了这个奖赏。
But grace
但是恩典呢?
is something that is unmerited.
但是恩典不是靠我们自己来赢得的。
There's no way you can buy it.
你没有办法去买它。
It's no way you can live better.
你不可能说我过得做得更好一些。
Grace is God's divine power.
恩典是属于神的属天的能力。
That assists us in giving us salvation and sanctification.
Which is this?
The grace.
哦，恩典给我们这个救恩，给我们成圣。
In other words,
另外说就是
He has given us forgiveness.
神给了我们
salvation.
给了我们饶恕，神给了我们这个救恩。
And He's given us the assistance of being set apart.
神也给我们这个能给我们这种就是帮助让我们可以 分别出来。
So, as we understand then, that there is no way that we could ever get to heaven.
就是说我们没有办法去靠着自己上到去到天堂。
Except by the grace
靠着这个恩
典 that he sent his son to die for us.
除非靠着神的恩典这个恩典就是说神亲自送了他的儿子为我们死。
His favor that he gave us.
神给了我们恩惠。
That took us out of hell.
神的恩惠就是把我们从地狱里拯救出来。
And then the same favor marks us to be workers with him.
然后这个恩惠呢也让我们就是把我们就是好像把我们标志出来让我们能够跟他同工成为他的工人。
These are virtues that come from God.
这些就是这些品德这些恩典这些都是由神而来的。
There is no way man can do this.
人是完全没有办法靠自己来做到这
些的。So almost from the beginning of time, man has always felt there was a God and he could earn his way to God.
就是在人类的起始的时候人就能感觉到说有一位神但是呢人就是想要靠着我自己的能力
but the,
我想要赢得去到神那边去的一个道路
but the God of creation
但是这位创造宇宙万物的神他说
only through him
只有通过靠着他
can we have these gifts
只有通过神他自己我们才能有这些礼物
and then it said he sanctifies us
然后这个靠着恩典
this is another one of the gifts he gives us
然后这个
not that we deserved it
然后这个 you mean sanctification is a gift God gave to
us.
Yeah, 这个成圣也是神给我们的一样礼物。
You say what is sanctification?
就是神给我们的恩典。那你说到底什么是成圣呢
？It has many different facets of it.
这个成圣其实有很多不同的方面。
He consecrates us.
第一个呢，他就是让我们分别，
that means he set us aside.
归叫分别我们为圣，就是把我们分别出来。
For a purpose in His kingdom，
把我们分别出来是为了神的国度。
In other words, He sets us aside and says, "I want you to do this." that you might bring those into my kingdom.
然后就是说神的就是我把你分别出来让你做这些所以你可以带别的人进到我的国度里。
Oh, there's many a person preaching today.
然后今天有很多的这个传道者讲员。
That's not really consecrated.
他们没有真正的被神就是被真的没有被神分别为圣。
They're preaching that God is maybe, we know evolution is maybe a better answer to creation.
他们是有的又说哦他说好像这个进化论可能是对神的一个创造的一个很好的解释。
Nothing wrong with homosexuality.
同性恋也没什么问题。
Divorce for any reason.
可以任何情况下都可以离婚。
Those are not the ones that God has consecrated.
这个不是神所分别出来为圣
的。But only those that follow the word of God.
他只有说那些 you mean consecrated people only goes to the God 就是只有那些真正跟随神的这些是要被神分别出来为神
Now he purifies us
然后神真的也是洁净我们
Now to understand this is to recognize that from the time I was a baby
就是
my sinful nature would often come out
就是说自从我们要了解说就从我们生下来我们这个人的罪性就会不断地表现出来
When I was a baby, I lied so I wouldn't get punished
当我是小孩的时候我可能就说谎这样我就不会被处罚
But that little lying nature as it grew became a lie that we could have more money that we could have more fame that we could ways that we could get something that we wanted
就是这个小的时候这种撒谎慢慢就变成一种真的是就相信就成为一种你所相信的谎言或者用就是用谎言的方式说我可以靠着这种不管用什么方式或者是撒谎怎么样我可以有更多的钱有更多的名声更
So there are many things in our sinful life that we did
所以呢在我们这个罪性的生活中
Our lives were empty
我们的生命是 空虚的
The burden of sin was there.
这个罪的这个代价，这个罪的沉重是在那里。
And but when you come to Jesus,
但是当你来到耶稣面前的时候
，not just to decide for him.
你不是说你这会儿决定了说我要为他做什么
？Today, I'm afraid so many times when you hear the gospel.
当我今天我就是很担心，就是说很我就是说很多。当你听到的福音是什么样的呢
？You'll hear them say, "Decide for Jesus."
但你会听到他们说，哦，你要决定来跟随耶稣。
Like we're the big entity.
好像是我们是很重要的一个
实体。And he's like the servant that we choose. You know, it's because I choose you.
然后神好像是个耶，是一个仆人，好像说，哦，我决定要选你。我
My friend, if he didn't choose us, we would never be able to know.Eternity with him.
如果朋友们，如果不是说耶稣选择了我们，不是神选择了我们，我们永远不知道怎么样到永恒里。
So the word of God tells us.
神的话语告诉我们。
So the word of God says, humble yourselves.
所以说你要自卑。
Any king of years ago, when anyone would go into him, they would be on their knees before him.
在过去的时候，任何人去见任何一位国王，他们都会
humbling themselves before royalty.
他们都会在这个贵族，在这个皇家，就是那个国王面前，他们都会很谦卑。
And you and I need to humble ourselves before royalty, our God.
我们需要在神的这个尊，这个君尊的这个。这个权威面前需要自卑谦卑下来
He does something supernatural for us
然后神会这样的就会在我们心里做一个超自然的
He purifies
神会真的是洁净我们
He takes away those sins
神会把这些罪给拿去
He forgives them
神真的是饶恕
We get a new understanding
我们有一个新的头脑
We become a new man in Christ
我们变成在主里变成一个新的一个创造一个新造的人
Being sanctified means we have approval with God.
成圣意味着说神现在了就是对我们是赞赏的，对我们是同意的。
Today, many times they'll say, "Once you're saved, you'll always be saved."
现在有些人会说
，God just overlooks your sins because of Jesus.
神不会忽略你的罪，只要你在主耶稣里听一。
And anywhere in the scriptures, it will tell you.
但是你去读圣经，任何地方都会这么都不都是是这样讲的。
That the other criteria is we must obey God.
另外一个标准就是说你必须要顺服神。
We believe in him,
我们相信
他, and we obey him.
我们并且顺服他。
And because we obey him, he gives his approval to us.
因为我们顺服他, 所以神就是给我们这个证据。
And then he gives us favors.
然后神给我们恩惠。
Not like we think he should.
不是说好像我们觉得他应该给我们恩惠。
He's not going to heal us every time we ask.
每次我们生病，我们去向他祈求，他不会说每次都医治我们。
He's not going to answer every one of our prayers that are asked wrong just for ourselves.
有的时候我们的祷告就是为了我们自己。
No.
神不会说每次都会回应答应我们的祷告。
God gives us favors when he feels and sees that he wants to reward his children.
神就是说当他看到或者他想要就是奖赏我们的时候，神会向我们展示他的恩惠，但是那是神的主权。
So we see there's times that he just gives us special favors.
所以你看到有的时候在我们的生活中，神会给我
们特别的恩惠。And above everything else, he's merciful to us.
不管说怎么样，神对我们是蛮有怜悯。
He said, my every day my mercy is renewed.
他圣经上说，我的恩典每天，怜悯每天都是新的。
If we dealt with man, we would understand why every day God's mercy has to be renewed.
如果你真的是认识人，知道人的本性，你就知道说为什么神的恩典，神的怜悯每天都是新的。
And then he gives us a privilege.
然后神给我们这个特权。
What is that privilege?
那个特权，那个权益是什么呢？
He said, eternity.
他就是说在永恒里面。
You are going to be heirs with Jesus Christ.
你会跟耶稣同为祭司。
It's going to belong to you.
那个特权会成为。
The privilege of being heirs to Jesus Christ.
那个特权就是你跟耶稣同为后嗣。
We can't even understand that.
我们这点我们是没有办法理解的。
So remember, grace is the unmerited favor we don't. It's not due us.
所以呢，恩典就是说是
，It's nothing we earned.
不是说我们配得的是，就是我们没有挣来的这个给我们的这个恩惠。
Everything he gives us, not because we deserve it.
神给我们的每样东西不是因为我们配得
，but by his grace.
而是因为他的恩典。
And then the next gift, he said, he gave us Christ alone.
然后下一个神给我们的礼物就是唯独基督。
We don't seem to understand again.
我们不太能够理解。
Because we're not dealing with the human mind, but we're dealing with the spirit of man.
因为我们不是在讲这个人的头脑，而是在讲我们人里的灵。
God made the world.
神创造了这个世界。
But sin entered the world.
但是罪也进入了世界。
And right then, God said to Adam and Eve,
神就对亚当和夏娃说
or rather to the serpent Satan,
或者对这个撒旦说，就对这个蛇说
He said a child's going to be born.
他说人的后裔会有一个孩子出生
That's going to step on your head and
他说他会
defeat you.
他会踩破你的头，踩碎你
的头 Down through the ages.
但是经过人类的整个历史
He would tell the children of Israel.
神会对以色列人说
There's going to be a child born.
会有一个孩子出生
There's going to be a Messiah that's going to come.
有一天弥赛亚会来
That's a deliverer.
他是那个拯救者
But one day,
但是有一天
in a little manger in Bethlehem,
在伯利恒的一个小小的马槽里
That child came.
那个孩子来了
When he was 30, his ministry, he went about telling them,What his father expected.
当他开始他的在人间的服事的时候，他告诉人他的父神是怎么样的，他的爸爸是怎么样的。
He said, "When you see the Father,"
他说
"or when you see me, you see the Father."
他对他们说，你们看到我就看到了天父。
And when the characteristics of Jesus is the characteristics of God,
耶稣所有的他的这个品格、品行、品格特征就是神的特征。
But it wasn't until he was on Calvary.
直到他上了十字架，在哥哥他山上。
That there came a time when on Calvary, he said, "It is finished."
在哥哥他十字架上，最后耶稣说的是说成了。
And he gave up the spirit.
然后他就把他的灵魂交在神的手里。
What was finished?
到底是什么成了？
Was it his suffering?
是那个痛苦吗
man has all, there's been others that have suffered just like that almost.
有些人可能他所受的苦跟那个耶稣在十字架上的苦基本上是一样的。
No, he was saying, Father,
他是说父啊
I kept your word, I've done what you said.
我遵守了你的话语，我做了你所要我做的。
And now your plan for mankind is finished.
现在你对人的这个人类的计划就是完成了。
And that's why John 1:12 tells us.
所以在约翰福音一章十二节告诉我们
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John 14:6 says.
约翰福音14章第六节是这么说。
John said unto him, Jesus said unto them, him,
耶稣说,
I am the way,
我就是道路,
that's the door,
就是说那, 那是那个门,
and the truth,
真理,
what he says, what God has done is the truth,
不管是神说的都是真理,
and I am life, eternal life,
生命就是那个永远的生命,
and this is what's hard for the world to understand,
这是对这个世界上的
this very next phrase,
下边一句, 一个字,
it said, no one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去。
You can never be forgiven.
你不会被饶恕。
You can never be a child of God.
你永远也成不了神的孩子。
You can never spend eternity with God.
你永远也不能说在永恒里跟神
同在。 Unless you go through the name of Jesus.
除非你靠着耶稣的名。
So it's Christ alone.
所以呢是完全靠着耶稣。
And then quickly we want to see the glory of God alone.
然后最后我们要看说神的荣耀，唯有神的荣耀。
But we have this treasure, it tells us.
Which verse?
I don't know, I forgot to put it in.
他就说我们有这个 I think it's a...
Sorry, you go on.
Yeah, you just keep going.
But we have the treasures in earthly vessel.
这句经节是哥林多后书四章七节。
What is that treasure?
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
Eternal life.
要显明这莫大的能力。
In this old earthly vessel of ours.
是出于神，不是出于我们。在我们这个
But you know what that does?
我们的肉体，我们这个瓦器里边，但是他告诉我
That's the excellency of the power...May be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，而不是出于我
们。What is the glory of God?
神的荣耀是什么呢？
It's the beauty of His Spirit.
是神的这个
美良美善的灵。It's His character.
是神的这个品
性。That emulates to all mankind.
是在人整个人类的这个里边显示出来。
So we see these attributes, these characteristics of him never will pass away. They're eternal. We are the vessels which listen to this.
听一下，就是我们不过是一个
器皿。That contains his glory.
我们是一个有盛着神的荣耀的器皿。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象这样的吗？
We.
我们。
Though we're earthly vessels,
我们不过是宝，是瓦器。
We are the ones that are to show forth the character and the attributes, which is God's glory.
我们在显示出来，就是说这些这些属性、这些特性是神的荣耀，是神的特性跟属性。
So we find that all the things we are able to do.
所以呢，我们所有我们所能做的事情
have to find their source in Him.
我们都要在这个神里边找到我们的源头。
Do you know what a vessel is?
你知道一个器皿是什么吗？
A pot.
一个瓦器就是一个就像一个罐子似的，一个瓦罐。
Some are beautiful vessels.
有些那个
beautiful pots.
有些那个瓶子那些罐子是很漂亮。
Some are little rough pots.
有些是好像有点粗糙。
I'm not sure what yours is like.
我不知道你是什么样的瓦器。
But remember, it's only a vessel.
但是你要记住，你不过是个器皿。
A vessel has nothing, no use if nothing's inside.
如果你这个器皿不能装什么东西，或者里边什么都没有，那就没有任何用处。
But when that vessel is filled, it has worth then.
当你那个器皿里边是充满的时候，你是有价值的。
And when we have the glory of God.Filling our vessels.
当我们有神的这个荣耀在我们这个器里面充器皿里面充满的时候
，we have eternal worth.
我们就有这个永恒的价值。
Now, how do we do this?
我们如何来做这一切呢？
Our last, the only, is through the Holy Spirit.
我们是要通过圣灵。
Can you see how some of these things just link up together?
你有没有看到这些东西都这些都是一环接一环的连在一起
的 All of these things we've said we could not do.
我们所讲的这些所有的这些礼物或者一些原则，我们都没法靠自己来做到。
Now Jesus was getting ready to leave. He was going to be crucified.
已经是他的最后晚餐，他已经要准备去上十字架。
Now John 16, beginning at the 7th verse.
对，约翰福音十六章第七节是这么耶稣是这么说的。
Here was his disciples in the upper room.
他们和他的门徒在最后的晚餐在楼上。
They were confused.
这些门徒都很混，不知道会发生什么事情。
He was going away.
耶稣说我要离开你我要走了
But they thought he was going to be the conquering king
但是他们觉得耶稣是一个得胜的王是要征服这个世界的
He said to one of them One of you are going to betray me
然后他也对门徒说你们其中有一个人要出卖我
Their hearts were very perplexed
所以他们是心里边 很迷惑的
But then he tells them this
然后耶稣对他们这样说
I'm telling you the truth.
然而我将真情告诉你们。
It is expedient or it's necessary for you.
他说我去是与你们有益，就是说他的意思就是说对你们是我离开你们是必要的。
That I go away.
就是我离开你们是有益的，对你们是必要的。
For if I do not go away,
我若不去
the Comforter will not come unto you.
保惠师就不到你们这里来。
But if I depart,
但是我若去
I will send him unto you personally.
就差他来，就差他到你们这些瓦器里面来。
And when he is come,
他既来了
he has a duty to do.
他有一个工作，有个责任。
So now we see he's saying, I'm going, but I'm sending a comforter to you.
所以我们看到耶稣说我要离开，但是我会送保惠师来
It has to be that I leave you.
他就说我必须要离开你们
What would have happened if Jesus had stayed? The only place he would have been able to help people is right where he was.
所以耶稣如果在这个世间的话，那他唯一能够帮助人的地方就是他在哪儿，他才能在那个具体的空间里面去。
Because he was in a bodily form.
因为耶稣这个，如果他在这里，他是有一个人的身体，他。
So for one reason, that's one reason he had to go.
所以那个是他必须要离开的原因。
But he said, "I'm sending the Holy Spirit."
但是他在这里说，我差遣圣灵来。
Not a bodily form.
这个圣灵不再是一个具体的一个有一个。
But a spirit that deals with the spirit.
有一个人的形，就是不是一个具体的有这个物质，而是说是灵。
And these are the things he will do.
然后圣灵会做什么呢？
He will reprove the world of sin. He's going to tell the world, "You're sinners."
他要叫世人畏罪，就是他会告诉世人你是罪人。
That conscience says you're doing wrong.
所以那个良心就会告诉你说你做错了。
That part that even though we do it, we recognize that that's not right.
就是我们的良心就会说，有些做了事情，你知道
那个做不是对的。And it's only because of the Holy Spirit that mankind's able to see this.
只有靠着圣灵，我们才能看到畏罪自己责备自己。
And I'm going to come and talk to them about righteousness.
圣灵是为义。
And I'm going to come to give them to tell them about a judgment.
为审判。
I'm going to tell them of sin because they believe not on Jesus.
畏罪是因为不信我。
Of righteousness because I go to the Father and you see me no more.
畏义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
And I'm going to tell them about judgment.
我会为审判。
Because the prince of this world is judged.
是因这世界的王受了审判。
So you see, the Holy Spirit, one area of the Holy Spirit is to condemn sin.
所以呢，圣灵的有一个方面就是要去定罪。
It doesn't matter if it's in the deep sinner.
不管你说你是一个
大罪人。Or if it's in that one that feels self-righteous.
或者是说觉得自己很好很自义的一个人，一个众人眼中
的好人。And he went even to say even Satan will be judged.
他说在后边说了，撒旦也会被审判。
So this is what he has come.Down for these 2,000 years as he has worked among men, and these things he has come to their spirit and their soul.
所以圣灵来到两千年，就是这些事情在人的良心里。
He's the light bearer at this time.
所以 life bearer, 所以
light bearer, he's the one that bears the light at this time.
圣灵是带着这个光，是一个火，带着火炬来到人间。
Then the 13th verse said,
然后在这16章13节讲到说，
this is for us now.
这是给我们
说的。For the Christian.
是为了基督徒。
We're talking the other side about what the Holy Spirit will do against that which is sin.
然后我们在刚才讲到的是说圣灵会对罪，会对罪人会做什么。
Now he's going to tell them about what the Holy Spirit does for us.
现在讲到的十三节讲到的是圣灵会为我们基督徒做什么。
He said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白，就是进入一切的真理。
That's why as we read God's word,
所以当我们读神的话语的时候，
and we don't understand,
我们不了解，
we pray and say,
我们祷告说，
teach me, show me,
所以说，
help me to understand.
帮助我能够理解你的话。
For this is what God sent him for.
因为这是神为什么送他来的原因。
Now he hasn't come to tell you about himself.
他来不是要讲他关于他自己的故事。
He came to speak about Jesus.
因为他来是要讲述耶稣。
And what he will do for us and how he will help us.
耶稣会怎么样帮助我们。
When Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd.
耶稣讲说我是好牧人。
We see now the Holy Spirit has come to let us know Jesus is our good shepherd.
然后
The truth become real and alive to us through the Spirit.
然后这个真理对我们也显明。
He goes on to say,
他继续说，
He's going to tell you about things to come.
他也会告诉我们未来的事。
You see the prophecies of the New Testament?
你看到新约里边的这个预言。
He's come to tell us
and show us. 然后圣灵会向我们显示，会告诉我们。
Remind us.
会就是提醒我们。
Increase our knowledge for it.
让我们在这个，让我们对这个理解加深。
And then he said, the Holy Spirit has come to glorify me.
然后讲到圣灵来是为了荣耀我。
For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
因为他要将所授予我的告诉你们。
So he's come to help the glory of God.
所以圣灵来是为了帮助神
的荣耀。As the word of God puts that in our heart.
就像神把这个神把他的话
As a changed person through the power of God.
就是靠着神的能力一个被改变的人。
It's the Holy Spirit that will help us.
是圣灵在帮
助我们。To let this glory shine out.
是让这个神的荣耀显彰显出来。
He comes sometimes and says to us,
他有时候到我们来说。
That wasn't right.
他会提醒我们说，你知道那个不对。
And right away, something in our heart.
然后马上我们的心里就会。
And we ask Jesus to forgive us, and we go back and make it right.
然后我们要回去把这个改正过来。
You don't forgive, you must forgive.
你如果你不去饶恕，你必须要去
饶恕。And he awakens and quickens that to our heart.
然后他会让我们的灵苏醒过来。
So that we can show the glory of God in our vessels.
所以我们可以在我们这个瓦器里边彰显神的荣耀。
These are the gifts of God.
这是神给我们的。
And remember, these alone are going to be what keeps us and helps us to get to heaven.
只有这些可以让我们进到神那里，进到天堂里边。只有唯有经圣经。
Faith alone.
唯有信心。
Grace alone.
唯有恩典。
Christ alone,
唯有基督,
and the glory of God alone, as it shines out in us,
在我们, 从我们里边彰显
出来, and all of this through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所有这些都是靠着圣灵的引导。
These are gifts that no one else could give us.
这些礼物不是别人可以给我们的。
These are the gifts that came from the eternal God.
这些礼物是从永生神那边给我们的。
Who loves us so much.
他神如此的爱我们。
So let us receive and covet these gifts and hold dear to these things in our lives.
让我们真的是接受渴慕，也是紧紧的抓住这些礼物。
Persecution may come.
也许迫这个逼迫会来。
Hard times.
那个难处会来，
艰
难的时光会来。
But hold on to these truths.
但是的紧紧的抓住这些真理。
For one day we're going home to be with him.
因为有一天我们要回家和他同在。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
I trust that as you look these and think about these things,
但是我相信当你们看这
些, your heart will yearn to be more like him,
你就会心里会
渴慕, to love him more, to serve him more, to obey him more,
更去服侍他,
that your faith may grow,
更服侍他, 然后这样你的信心会增长。
For these are his promises.
因为这是神给我们的应许。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
神啊，父神，我们为你的话语感谢你。
We thank you that you're going to allow the glory of God to be shown to our vessels.
因为感谢你，真的是你要允许，真的是借着我们这些瓦器来彰显你的荣耀。
We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that dwells with us.
我们真的是为住在我们里边的圣灵感谢你。
And we will never be able to thank you enough.
我们永远不会真的是感谢你。
For the blood of Jesus Christ.
就是真的是永远要感谢你，因为
为了主耶稣
的宝血，真的是涂抹了我们的罪。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢父神。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't tell me it's too.